Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Welcome all to the FSHD Straight Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and thanks for being here. So excited to bring you this episode. This episode, though, is going to be a little bit different. Don't have a guest. Kind of wanted to share a little bit of my own thoughts, or maybe more specifically, the coaching of my life. And the thing that I got to do most recently was at a leadership conference for the FSHD Society. In Chicago, I was invited to do a little bit of speaking, which I was super flattered to do. And to be honest with you, it is a direction I'm trying to pull a lot of my coaching. Most people know that I'm a baseball coach and coach young people. And long time ago, well, maybe not that long ago, my brother, who was more my coach, guided me to say, you need to not just coach, you know, in baseball, but also maybe coach the player and then maybe their parents or adults. You have good insight, good way with people, all very flattering, but didn't know if I was really that person. And as I've come to realize, I want to help as many people as I can. So the opportunity came up from Beth Johnson to do some talk at talk to the leaders of the FSHD Society Volunteer Leadership. And that's flattering in itself because the room is filled with amazing people, either in person or virtually. And when my part was over, the thing I could think of later on was, man, maybe I should make this an episode. So that's what this episode is going to be about. It's going to be what I shared with that leadership group I wanted to share with you. I hope you have some takeaways from it. But believe me, I still need guests on the show. I would love to have them. You can do that. Make sure we know how to do that at our email address. That's fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. Don't forget to follow the podcast, write a review maybe if you can, or share it. Definitely share it, though. To me, that's like the most important thing, because we need more people to know about this, because this podcast is based for the community. It is built off of that at this point. FSHD Straight Talk has evolved into this platform that I believe is a great place for the community to connect, hear their stories, either from the FSHD patient or their caregiver, family member, even researchers will be on here. But make no mistake, it's really about the community. And I'm very humbled to bring these great guests to you episode after episode. You can find all those episodes where you find podcasts as well, you know, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so forth. So please follow the show, listen to some past episodes. But this part, this episode, I wanted to, like I said, share what I shared with the leadership group. And hopefully maybe it offers some help for you or some insight or whatnot. And love to hear what you have to say, or if you want to connect with me, you can. Once again, the email, fshdradio@fshdsociety.org, and I'll share some other contact information as well at the end of this part. So without further ado, I guess I'd like to share the screen and kind of show you what I showed that group and take it from there. So my life and the things that I have come through in my life is, I believe that life has paths and pathways. We're all on a path. We all move forward a certain direction, and we have to change direction. I think a pathway opens to click you into another path, kind of showed in this picture. A lot of different ways you could go. In some cases, your paths have massive decisions and sometimes small ones. And sometimes the ones you think are really important end up not really being that important, and vice versa. Sometimes the smallest decision you make might end up being, you know, substantial. And in some cases, decisions are made without your knowledge that directly affect your life, if not greatly. For me, it started immediately. I was, you know, born in Manitowoc and in foster care, and at 6 months, there I was with the Hollenbach family. decisions being made without my knowledge that directly affected my life greatly. And in those decisions, like I mentioned, there is choices. For me, people have choices and decisions to make. This is a picture of the movie Castaway. The very end, there's one of the final scenes is Tom Hanks, the main character, is standing at that crossroads. And some people look at this and they think to themselves, well, I'm freaked out. Where do I go? What if I make the wrong decision? How am I going to do what I need to do? What ifs can suffocate them, make them feel anxious. And some people see a situation like this as an opportunity. They're excited. They wonder what direction they'll take and where could it lead them? Almost to the effect that there is really no wrong answer. Just make a decision through those choices and decisions. And like I mentioned, some of those choices and decisions might be made without your knowledge, but for the most part, you have them to make yourself. One or two, if you're lucky, maybe three. And you move forward within those decisions and choices. My family is something I wanted to create. Pictures of my family there, heavily in baseball, as you may know or already know if you've watched the show. And my path through my family was something that I wanted to have. It's what I had when I grew up. As I mentioned, adopted by the Hollenbeck family and lived in suburbia, USA, grew up in a great neighborhood. It was a great life, and I wanted that for my family. So my path crossed with Angie Heidens, and together we formed the family we have. Carter and Chase have found their paths. Chase is my youngest. He's 16 years old, learning how to drive, and moving forward in his life, wherever that may be. As high school ends, a new journey begins for him. Who knows where his path will lead him? Then my son Carter currently is graduating high school, and then he will move on to playing high school or college baseball, excuse me, at Ripon College here in Wisconsin. Super excited for him, and he is excited for himself. I'm sure anxious as his path continues forward, as he takes a pathway from high school to college, and the path of college moves on for him. All different paths. Then that's my path for my family. Then there's my work. Now I've worked in different warehouses and other jobs such as that. I really would never say I've had a career. I don't really believe I still do. But what I found was that I had a little niche in warehouse work and distributing. And I worked for a company that was really more about profit than people. And it was in healthcare, and they distributed medical equipment to people. And I got soured over it after 13 years of working there because I saw the ins and outs of the financing of how insurance is so crucial, how much they rely on them for payments and not really caring so much about the person that's getting the equipment. And I got really discouraged to work there any longer. So as I left that path and my pathways led different directions, and thank God I found Team Up with Families or Katie's Closet is pictured there. And here in our area, it is the largest medical equipment lending library, which means they give medical equipment to people for free. In essence, they ask for donations to keep their nonprofit going. But this nonprofit group, we believe, is the largest in the country that do something like this. So people can come through to their location and borrow crutches and wheelchairs and even power equipment like Hoyers and power wheelchairs. Like I said, virtually free. They are helping people over profit. And that's something I wanted to be more a part. So my work path is one. Then there's my path of hobby, what I'm doing now. People may know, or others may not, that I started my podcasting life when I started a show called The Rec Room Show. It was a kind of a crazy show. It was a little bit like a nighttime talk show mixed with a variety show, all different kinds of guests, from motivational speakers to athletes to musicians to authors to, well, I even got a psychic reading once on air. And I ran that show all by myself, had no producer, had no call screener. It was kind of the Wild West, and people would call in with interesting comments and things to say. I'm sure if you look hard enough on Google and the internet world, you can probably find some episodes out there living somewhere. But please be kind. It was my earlier days. And that ran for about 7 years or so. And at some point, the show kind of shut down and kind of turned the light off on the studio, similar to maybe when your kids move out and you just turn the light off into the room, but you kind of leave it the way it is. That's what I did with my studio. Then I was diagnosed with FSHD, and I realized there wasn't a podcast when I was on the FSHD Society webpage. I didn't see one. And that's how I learn. I learn through listening and hearing people's stories and relating to them. And it wasn't there. So I sent an email to the Society, and Jun Kinoshita answered that email. And we created the FSHD Society radio show at first, and now has evolved into FSHD Straight Talk, which is what you're listening to now. Now, if you go back in the Wayback Machine for the FSHD Society radio show, the first episode was with Jun Kinoshita as we embarked on this journey that's now gone about 8 years. And it's been very rewarding, to say the least. Then there's my other path of coaching. And I started coaching like most have, dabbled in it. Coaching your kids through sports. My sport of choice was baseball, a little bit of football as well. And I came to realize how much I loved coaching kids and how much I could interact with them into the point where I could really make an impact in their life, and how I could cloak life lessons within sports or baseball especially. And I could teach them more than just the game. And I really enjoyed it. The person that really encouraged me to do this was my brother. He said, I had a way with kids. Now, my brother didn't know much about sports. He didn't know the difference between a touchdown and a field goal, to be honest with you. But he saw me work with kids, and he knew that I was doing something positive. Now, he was with within the social work world, worked with a lot of people, kids, worked in Chicago for 20-plus years in that line of work, moved to California, did the same line of work for a couple years. But then my brother passed away in March of 22. And I lost my coach. I lost the person that I was getting shown, guided, or maybe what to do. See, he wanted me to go beyond coaching sports into the kids, but coach the kids' parents through their life, give them input, help guide people. He thought I had a gift for that. And the last messages we were sending back and forth to each other were ways to do that. And now my path, I hope, is going to be more coaching people, not just in sports. And now, within the sports world that I did create with coaching, there is Focus Baseball, a business that I created with my friend Mike Palmer, built a little bit definitely into the memory of my brother. And there are some pictures there of our baseball camps, our teams. We are also going to try to be one of the first baseball clubs, not the first baseball club, to have all girls baseball as well. And the business has grown. We've been around for about 3 years at this point. First year, we had about 8 teams that we formed. Around 100 kids came to try out. About 150 or so came to the next year. We made 9 teams, small growth. And then up to this year, we had somewhere near 200 kids show up to try out. And now we have 11 teams. That's our facility pictured there. And we're looking to grow out of that building from 4,000 square feet to 20,000. And growth is exciting. Growth is fun. Baseball is fun. It's a great path that coaching has kind of led me down. But this was all before FSHD. You know, I was rolling out these paths prior. I was doing those things beforehand. I was the guy that wanted to build the family, searching for some type of career or line of work, having the passion to help people, not necessarily profit, following paths that led me to build the family, the coaching life, the podcasting that you're listening to now. That even came before FSHD, before I knew about it. That path, all of them were started prior. Then I was diagnosed with it. 40 years old, like so many of you hit like a ton of bricks that you have this disease that you maybe thought you had because it was kind of lingering, and now it's made itself fully aware. And in my diagnosis story, my FSHD story, as I've asked so many guests, was basically a coaching in sports that led me to an arm problem that I thought was a rotator cuff issue. With turns out I see my primary doctor and he has issues with my scapula area. Oddly enough, he has physically examined me for many years prior, but this particular visit, he notices something's wrong as he targets that area of my body, sends me off to an ortho. The ortho says, I'm not sure what's going on here. Muscles aren't really activating. Neurologist one gives me a test. He sent me to that person. And in the middle of the test, he says to me as I'm standing there shirtless, I think we're dealing with a muscular dystrophy issue. Really? I was shocked. Now, he kind of looked at me in a way that he could tell I was a little bit upset, and said, well, I don't mean it's Jerry's kids. Now, that reference, of course, is to the Jerry Lewis telethon for the MDA. Not exactly the best bedside manner for this neurologist. As I went to the next specialist, he diagnosed me with FSHD and led me forward. Now, going back to that moment when I knew it was FSHD, or at least at the very least, some type of form of muscular dystrophy, I remember leaving the clinic, sitting in my car, and I don't know how long I sat there. It was a long time in that parking lot. And I was alone to this appointment because my wife wanted to go, but I told her, don't bother. I can definitely handle this. Sure, it's not nothing. It turned out to be a pretty big something. And when I was sitting in the car watching people coming in and out of the clinic, I thought to myself, how many people are walking in one way and walking out completely different? Either bad news that they didn't know was coming, bad news they thought was, and then when they left, it wasn't, so it's relief. And there's no way I'm the only one that has been changed by going into that place and coming out. I immediately knew I wasn't alone, but I had to find my tribe, as my brother would say. You know, and then I searched and found the FSHD Society and podcasts and so forth. But I want to pause there and go back to that second doctor, the ortho. And he had me shirtless as well for his physical examination, worried that my scapular area wasn't working. And he said to me, you know, Tim, when you look at yourself, and keep in mind, I was standing profile to a mirror. And I looked at myself and he said, Tim, when you see yourself there in the mirror, do you see yourself or do you see something wrong? I said, well, I see myself. He quickly said, well, I see something wrong, and pointed it out physically. But to be honest with you, I still don't see anything wrong. It's still me. This is who I am. So I drew a line in the sand. I said to myself, the person I was prior to FSHD has to still remain. It cannot dictate who I am and what I do and who I help or who I coach or what this so-called search for a career path in coaching may be. I need to move forward regardless. And for me, I think that's what I implore to all of you, that who was that person prior to your diagnosis? Even if you're a young person, what was your hopes and dreams to do? Is it going to stop you or is it going to continue on? Are you just going to adapt? There's no question it's going to be a difficult ride, even more difficult than you imagined if there's any goals that you had in front of yourself. But now it's a true, true barrier you have to overcome. FSHD, unpredictable, difficult, the pain, the soreness, things being taken away from you. But it can only take so much. You have control of some of those things, the who I am, the what I do, the who you help, who you coach. And that's why it leads me to this point, is that I believe people that have this disease are master adapters. If they believe it or not, they've been adapting their whole life. And you're going to adapt again. So what I told the leadership crew then, those amazing people tuning in virtually or there in person, is that you have to draw your line in the sand. You have to decide what it will affect and what it won't. Many people that have been on this episode or on these podcasts, have talked to me about their FSHD story journey. I shared mine there a little bit more than maybe I have in the past. I also believe that there's things we can still do that can impact the world greatly, not just within our community and our disease and trying to find treatments, but even beyond. As I mentioned, the things that I started in my life came before the diagnosis, and they continue on after. Now, it does linger. It does rear its ugly head, that FSHD. I mean, in my house, you know, we kind of treat it like a bad roommate, making me fall down and trip. We just say, stinking FSHD. But it's still there. You can't deny it. You know, ignoring it doesn't make it better. A false positive attitude doesn't either, thinking everything's okay. It's not. And it's okay when it's not. But what are you going to do anyway? How are you going to move forward? What are your goals? How can you achieve them? What has to be changed or altered or adapted so you can still do that? And that's what I've learned to do. And you have to do it every day. And it's exhausting. Making that conscious decision as I swing my legs out of my bed and go, when I put my feet on the ground or whatever that looks like for you in your life and your first steps of your morning or your first rolls of the morning, what am I going to do? Do I go forward or do I just go back to bed? And we make that conscious choice every day and choices within the day that get us through the day. So that's how it goes for me. Now, if you want to talk more to me about coaching your life, there are ways I'm sure I could help. Or if you just want to have me listen, love to connect with you. So fshdradio@fshdsociety.org is the best email address for that. Or if you want to get some coaching too, you can also try the tim@focusbaseball.com. That's an email for that if you'd like as well. Reach out to me. Love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning into this episode, letting me carry on a little bit and share what I shared with that phenomenal leadership group at the Leadership Summit back in February of this year. It was great to share it there, and it was great to share it through this platform as well. So until next time, thanks for listening to FSHD Straight Talk. Take care, and don't forget to share the show. Follow it, share it everywhere you find podcasts. Take care.